Mindset can only go so far, but the body won't go where the mind won't take it. You need to put in the work in order to achieve anything worthwhile. A general rule of thumb among elite athletes is you need a minimum of 10,000 hours of experience to achieve mastery over any sport or craft. The first thing you need to come to terms with is realistically how much time and effort are you willing to put in and sacrifice are you willing to take in order to become a better practitioner of your practice sport. Is this sport just a hobby or is it something you want to pursue on a professional level? Many times, a lot of people don't realize the amount of training, conditioning, and time spent on developing skills that are required. You need to understand becoming the best athlete you can possibly be is going to require your commitment and time. It's going to be a journey of 1,000 miles, as the saying goes, but just remember, every journey starts with its first step. You need a strong desire to succeed. What is your why? Your reason you desire to play sports? Is it just a hobby, a lifestyle, or do you see yourself competing professionally? There is no wrong answer to this, but your why will dictate the intensity of your motivation and the amount of effort you're willing to put in. Do you understand the passion behind your motivation? Is it intrinsic or extrinsic? Intrinsic motivation refers to behaviors that is driven by internal rewards. In other words, the motivation to engage in a behavior arises from within the individual because it is naturally satisfying to you. Therefore, your motivation is based on personal reasons. Perhaps something you want to prove to yourself. Ultimately, this burning passion is to satisfy you and you alone. Then we have extrinsic motivation, which refers to behaviors that are driven by external rewards such as money, fame, grades, and praise. This type of motivation arises from outside the individual as opposed to intrinsic motivation, which originates inside the individual. Thus, other external forces outside of you is what fuels your motivation. Perhaps you want to play professionally because you want to make your mom or dad proud, or maybe you want to secure your financial security through playing high-profile sports. And for some, it could just be clout chasing. Everyone is unique and has different reasons responsible for their motivation. There are famous professional athletes who either have intrinsic or extrinsic motivational factors behind their why. There's nothing wrong with either option. What matters is that the motivation you use must fuel you to push harder and become the best you possibly can be. Therefore, I want you to take a pen and notepad, pause the video, and start writing down your whys, the reasons you want to play professionally. Maybe it's to drive the fancy sports car or something you want to prove to yourself. Once you've written your why down, and it can be more than one why, you will discover what type of motivation is driving you, and this will help you understand yourself better. Life isn't all flowers and roses. There's going to be ups and downs on your journey as an athlete. You may succumb to injuries and as a result can't play for the season, a death in the family, a breakup with your significant other, and many other series of unfortunate events. But you need to stay positive through it all. Be a trooper and just keep pressing onward regardless what life throws at you or whatever comes your way. You need to find your inner strength to persevere. And in the midst of that turbulent storm, you need to remain calm and pursue your vision at all costs without compromising. If you need to wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning to get some practice in, then do it. Don't cheat yourself. Visualize the end result even if it's a long stretch away in the distant future. See yourself playing in that jersey, playing for that league, or winning a championship. Negativity and limiting belief systems. We've talked about staying positive, but what about negativity and limiting belief systems? You're going to encounter people who say negative things to you and who may project their insecurities onto you. Be aware of this. Some of the closest people, whether family or best friends, may doubt your dreams or visions. Don't be surprised. Expect it. It's happened to the greatest of athletes, from Kobe Bryant to Michael Jordan and many other high-profile athletes. Going on a little tangent here from my own personal experience as an entrepreneur, I can share some insights as I have faced similar persecution and skepticism in my life. When I started my journey for one of my first online businesses, I was met with doubt from others, especially loved ones. A lot of people were not on board, and the concept was far-fetched to most people. They couldn't comprehend it. Some people thought I was crazy and wouldn't make it. When I left one of my jobs, that's what some of my colleagues were telling me. You have to realize everybody will have their opinions, but an opinion doesn't make something right or factual. These are just external noises, and you need to push through them and find your own resolve. Your motivation must be stronger than their negativity. Your why must be greater than the influence naysayers have on your life. Just know their tune will change once you've made it or had a certain level of success. Their opinions will not dictate your results. The truth is, some people may try to tear you down because of their own insecurities. They can't make those achievements themselves, have low self-esteem, and therefore will try to keep you down. They will project their failures and faults onto you. But you're not them. You're built better. They're not on your level. Focus on the positive and reinforce positivity. So meditate on what's going right in your life and the progress you've made and develop the negative. So just to briefly recap, block out the external noises, find your resolve. So your motivation, your passion, your ambition, your aspirations, press onward like a trooper, reinforce positivity. So focus on the things that are working for you and make them better. And have a winner mentality. Sometimes you may hit a wall known as limiting belief system. Maybe you see someone who's more talented than you and question if you can ever reach that level of performance. Don't ask such self-defeating questions. Adopt a winner mentality. Ask, what can you do to get on that level of performance? How can you change your routine or training to become better? Ask the right questions and the right answers will follow. I can tell you some of my biggest regrets in life is actually caring about what other people had to say. People's opinions don't matter and shouldn't derail you from your dreams. I can draw parallels between my journey of entrepreneurship, and what I can tell you is, talk is cheap. Let your actions speak for themselves. Let your track record do the talking. Don't let someone else's insecurities be projected onto you. Just remember, they're probably envious of you and doubt themselves too. Deep down inside, it probably irritates them that they're not on your level or can't do the things you're doing. Recognize control and uncontrollable. Let's face it, life can throw you some curveballs. If you're playing soccer or football in an open arena, maybe the weather isn't the best, it could be snowing or drizzling rain. You can't change the weather, but you can change the way you react to these circumstances. It may not be the best or favorable condition, but you need to rise to the challenge and overcome any obstacles that come in your way. Just know the temporary situations won't last, and it's up to you to perform to the best of your ability to achieve the best outcome possible. I'm sure you've heard of the 80-20 rule. And it's used in different industries and disciplines to help give students a different perspective. But in the case of sports psychology, it's no different. Understand that there are a lot of things outside of your realm of control, roughly 80%. However, 20% of things in your life you can control, from eating habits, exercise regimen, training routines, and frequency. Therefore, focus on the things you can control and don't waste mental energy stressing about things that you can't change. This is a higher level overview on how this rule works and is a perspective every athlete should adopt. And the truth is that 20% of things you can control work to better your chances of success and becoming a better athlete. And this is what counts the most and is what ultimately is going to propel you to become the best athlete you possibly can and reach your true potential. Here's an example that illustrates this rule. You wake up late for practice because your alarm didn't go off. You quickly get up and are in a hurry. Because of this, you spill your morning coffee and run out of the house, start the car in a panic, and start speeding. But you get pulled over by the cops and get a ticket with a hefty fine. Now, let's look at the same scenario, but we change how you react to the circumstances. You wake up late because your alarm didn't go off, but instead of rushing and stressing, you stay calm, cool, and collected, make your morning coffee, and normally walk out the door. You start your car, and although you may be tempted to speed, you reason that you're already late, speeding isn't worth the risk of getting a ticket or even worse, an accident. Do you see the difference here with both situations? This can be applied in high-stakes moments or high-pressure situations where you will be stressed and your adrenaline will be going. Perhaps it's the last few seconds of the game and you have a chance to put it in overtime if you score. Focus on the immediate things you can control. Do you see how this thinking can help you become a better athlete under high stress and high pressure situations? Commitment and sacrifices. Greatness doesn't come easy and waits for no one. What are you willing to commit to? How bad do you want it? What are you willing to sacrifice? There's a saying in life, and that's, there's three kinds of people. Those that make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who wonder what happened. You want to strive to be the person who makes things happen. Growing up in life, I'm sure you've seen everybody talks a big game, but only a few take massive action and make things happen. As I earlier mentioned, talk is cheap. Put the time, effort, and money where your mouth is. What kind of rigorous training are you willing to put yourself through? Are you willing to cut off toxic people who can be friends for the achievement of your goals? Are you willing to dedicate thousands of hours in honing your craft? How bad do you really want this? Are you willing to spend money or invest in your health? You need to be real with yourself and ask these tough questions. I can assure you, nothing worthwhile in life comes without sacrifice. This principle is applicable in all aspects of life. Life is about trade-offs. But what does this mean exactly? If it's one thing I learned in life is you can't get something from nothing. You can't get something without giving something in exchange. This can be money, time, and effort, among other things. Therefore, understand that sometimes you might have to sacrifice your social life, favorite foods, and unnecessary luxuries temporarily to achieve your greater goals. 95% of society is not willing to do this. But are you? The fact is, it's so easy to win because most people will give up without even getting to the halfway point on their journey. But you're different. You're better, and you can make the appropriate commitments and sacrifices to accomplish your goals. Bet on yourself. You're a good bet. Better yet, believe in yourself because nobody else will. Not everyone will see your true potential. Not everybody will believe you have the power to unlock greatness. Therefore, you must believe in your potential. There is only one you in this world, and you bring your unique skill sets, playstyle, and energy to the table. Nobody has achieved massive success in life without first believing in themselves. If you can't believe in yourself, then how can others do so too? Have faith and do not let your heart be troubled by things out of your control. All the greats, whether Michael Jordan, Serena Williams, Tiger Woods, Wayne Gretzky, and many other high-profile athletes at one point in their lives were ordinary athletes like all the others. Think about that for a moment. They had to carve their own path and make their own lane. Before making a name for themselves, they had to first believe in themselves. This should give you some perspective on how your current situation is. It doesn't matter what level of sport you play, but it's imperative that you bet on yourself and have faith in your capabilities. Relaxation, controlling emotion. Being calm and having thought clarity is critical to all professional athletes, especially when they're in high-pressured situations, like the last few seconds on the clock or making a play that will shift the momentum of the game entirely. They need to remain calm, cool, and collected. Let's face it, in certain situations, your emotions will be running high, But being able to keep it under control as an athlete is what will separate you from a pro and a novice. Having a good handle on your emotions shows discipline and professionalism, and we can see many examples of some professional athletes making amateur mistakes because they let their emotions get the best of them. As a famous proverbial saying goes, there is a time for everything. Don't let your emotions running high affect your gameplay. There will be a time to celebrate or even get frustrated, but delay those emotions until after the game is over. But while you're in the game, you need to be level-headed. This was a basketball game between the Toronto Raptors and the Washington Wizards. And when a player from the Wizards intercepted the pass, he celebrated a bit too early. This premature celebration and careless act of tossing the ball in the air cost them the game. Morris Peterson from the Toronto Raptors ended up grabbing the ball quickly and scored a three-pointer, resulting in overtime. So the game was 106 Toronto Raptors and 109 Washington Wizards, so that three-pointer tied the game. The Raptors ended up taking the game, and let's just say the Washington Wizards coach and staff were not too happy. This is just one of many countless examples of professional athletes letting their emotions get the best of them. We see this happen in boxing too, where some players start showboating a bit too early on and pay for it in full when they're knocked out. There's nothing wrong with celebration, but there is an appropriate time and place for it. As an athlete, you need to remain calm, cool, and collected anytime you're performing. Visualization and imagery. Don't underestimate the power of visualization. Every pro athlete participates in some form of visualization. If it's basketball, you visualize your jump shot going inside the net. If it's golf, you visualize your swing is going to get you that hole in one. In soccer, you visualize yourself scoring a goal. At hockey, you visualize yourself making a shot and landing that puck into the net. Visualization is a good practice to help you set your goals and imagining yourself doing it. A good mental practice to visualize is to think about tasks or activities you will perform before you do them. Goal setting. As an athlete, it's clear the importance of setting goals is essential on your journey to becoming the best you can possibly be. I'll go into detail in another lesson further on the SMART goal setting module, but for now, I want you to understand that your goals need to be measurable and realistic. If you say you want to make the NFL, does your routines or lifestyle match the goal? Are you putting in the hours of training? Do you study the game footage? How well do you know the rules? How often do you practice? A lot of times you see people making unreasonable and unrealistic goals, and oftentimes people who make big goals don't have the work ethic to back it up or match the goal they set. You can't expect to make the pro leagues on natural talent alone. Talent can only carry you so far. You need to put in the work and have measurable goals. Remember, champions are made in practice. There's an old proverbial Chinese saying, and that's, what you practice in private is what you will be praised in public for. So for those countless hours you spend honing your craft, nobody sees that. But once you start performing in public, those countless hours of practice nobody saw in private will be on full display for the public to see. Media has a habit of only showing the glory and best parts of an athlete's career, but they fail to report on what happens in the back end. The countless hours of training, fatigue, sweat, tears, and blood you have to put in. Nobody gets anywhere in life without goals. Therefore, to recap, goals must be attainable, measurable, and realistic. Also, the lifestyle you live should reflect that of your goals. Self-talk. Self-talk is an underappreciated tactic and deserves some attention. Integrating some morning affirmations and self-talk to your life can make the much-needed impact in your journey as an athlete and lead to transformation. You want to reprogram or rewire your brain's pattern of thinking by constantly practicing morning affirmations and positive reinforcements. So, what are affirmations exactly? Affirmations are a mixture of personal statements, a belief statement, and a commitment statement. When set up correctly, they are very motivational and act to refocus when you drift off course. The following four steps is how you can successfully execute some morning affirmations. So you want to set your goal or direction, which is the first step. The second step, make your goal an experience to learn from where you can measure the outcomes. Third step, adjust your goals as you progress. So for example, setting higher goals once a certain threshold of progress is attained. The fourth step, do not create fake beliefs, but amplify something you already believe in or are progressing towards. So you're setting your goal first. So the first step is you want to improve your free throw percentage. The second step, you record your shots versus misses and find areas where you can improve your shooting accuracy. Third step, you notice some progress and raise the bar higher, and now want to make 10 shots in a row consecutively from your previous record. And the fourth step, you want to have the best free throw percentage within the league you play. You put your faith in your abilities to reach this potential, and you base the achievement of this feat on your progress or your track record. So as you can see, this is how it works in practice. So you set your goal or direction, make your goal an experience to learn from where you can measure the outcomes, which we did through measuring how much shots you've made for your free throw percentage. Adjust your goals as you progress, third step. And number four, they have to be realistic. So how does this all work? When you use both the verbal and practical method taught in conjunction together, this helps you not only to fortify your mind and builds mental fortitude, but also has measurable and visible results when you implement the practical steps too. Remember to use both mental and practical strategies in combination because there is no point in saying you're excellent or talented at something without reinforcing this fact through physically performing the activity or tasks associated with your sport. The last thing you want is to be someone who is overly confident but has no skill to back it up. So here are some more examples of self-talk you can use in your morning affirmations. So let's go over this briefly. So you can copy these and write them down and say these to yourself every day you wake up in the morning. It's a good routine to have. Number one, I am the architect of my life. I build its foundation and choose its contents. Two, today I am brimming with energy and overflowing with joy. Three, my body is healthy, my mind is brilliant, my soul is tranquil. Four, I have been given endless talents, which I begin to utilize today. Five, I possess the qualities needed to be extremely successful. Six, my ability to conquer my challenges is limitless. My potential to succeed is infinite. So these are some nice morning affirmations you can use every single day when you wake up. It's a good routine to get into, and this just trains your mind and helps build mental fortitude. Now let's talk about some positive reinforcements. This lesson is more useful for coaches who are training athletes. So what exactly is positive reinforcement? Positive reinforcement means giving something to the subject when they perform the desired action, so they associate that action with the reward and do it more often. The reward is reinforcing a stimulus. This psychological tactic is used in a number of different ways, from training your dogs with rewarding them with treats, paying your children allowances for doing house chores. It's also used for students in a classroom setting where teachers give stickers to students who achieve top marks. And for athletes, you can use praise or any other form of reward you can think of, but the stimulus must create a desire for the athlete to do better. SMART goal setting. SMART is an acronym that stands for Specific, Measurable, Adjustable, Realistic, and Timely. This is a tool used in different industries and disciplines and is very effective due to its practicality. Let's discuss the first letter on this list. Specific. Oftentimes, athletes make generalized goals or blanket statement goals that are very broad and vague. You need to hone down and be specific to what it is you're trying to accomplish. You can't just say you want to become a better athlete. You need to delve deeper and create goals in areas of your athletic performance that need improvement. In these situations, having a coach or friend you spar or train with can be very useful as they can point out things you may not be able to notice. For instance, maybe you want to work on your overall agility, your strikes in soccer, your passes in football, your swings in golf, or your shooting range in basketball. Get specific and hone in on your craft. Remember, specific goals have specific outcomes, and broad goals have outcomes that cannot be ascertained. Measurable. Your goals need to be measurable. There's a famous saying, numbers don't lie. The best way to track or document your performance is using numbers. For example, if you want to run faster, you would use a stopwatch to measure your best sprint time and work on beating your personal best. If you want to measure your consistency in basketball, you would tally shots made versus shots